Thank you for calling customer support. This is Ivy. May I please have your zip code so that I may locate your account?
01030.
And what would be the first and last name?
Fred Montesi.
And please verify the shipping address.
12 Hendon Drive, Feeding Hills, Massachusetts. Zip is 01030.
Thank you for that information, sir. And I see that you have the Icon smartwatch, and I also see that you're also out of the trial period. How can I assist you?
I don't recall purchasing that and watch.
So you didn't place the order, sir?
No, there was a charge on my Citi Visa card. I got a notice early this morning that a charge for $59.95.
Yeah, so this would have been done through either our main website or through a social media ad. And it would start out on a 14-day trial basis, and if the customer doesn't call to cancel, then they will be charged for the remainder of the watch.
I don't recall that at all. So I know I disputed it on my credit card and just wanted to reverse that charge or let them know that it's something I didn't purchase.
So did you already dispute it?
I'm sorry?
Did you already dispute it?
Yeah.
Okay, so you will have to give us a call back with your bank on the line, and they would need to state that there's no dispute being filed, and if there is one filed, that it will be dropped in order for the refund to be issued.
Well, it wasn't through my bank. It was on my Citi Visa card that the charge was made, and it said that there was no card present at the time.
Yes, sir. Well, you would have to give us a call back with the bank on the line, and we can get you transferred over to our fraud department. And before we could issue the refund, while we do the investigation, the bank would have to state that there's no dispute being filed, and if there is one filed, then it will be dropped.
My
the refund bank be issued.
My bank really doesn't have anything to do with this. It's the credit card that charged. It was pending. So I disputed it.
Yes, sir. Well, you would still would have to give us a call back with them, and they would need to say that there isn't one being filed. And if there is one filed, then it will be dropped.
One being filed? What do you mean by one being filed?
When the dispute was being filed with the bank.
The dispute isn't with the bank, it's with the charge card. That the charge is on my card. It hasn't gone through the bank yet. It was pending.
Yes, sir. Well, if there was
so why would the bank have to get involved if they're not involved? You know, they're not involved yet.
Well, sir, if you filed the dispute, then they have gotten involved.
I didn't file a dispute with the bank. I filed with the credit card.
Well, sir, a credit card company is linked to a bank.
That is very true, but it hasn't gone to the bank yet, so.
But it's gone through with them. This is just the protocols and the procedures that we have to follow as a company, sir.
Now, there was a 14-day trial period. I didn't see that anywhere when I was involved on Facebook. You said it was a 14-day trial period?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. It was a 14-day trial period, and the customer would have
I didn't see any of that at all on the on Facebook where there was a trial period of any sort of whatever this object was or what.
Well, this would be for the Icon smartwatch. In order for the customer to complete the order, the customer would have had to check the box that stated that they were over the age of 18 and that they understood that if they didn't call within the 14 days, then they would be charged for the remainder of the watch.
Well, it's being disputed anyway, so you're not going to get the payment because of my dispute, so... I don't know what else to tell you at this point in time.
So the most that we will be able to do is to cancel out the account, and we do have the confirmation number ready for you whenever you are, sir.
Okay, you can cancel out the account, and I'll, you can give me the confirmation number that you canceled the order or whatever, our account.
It's C as in Charlie.
Yes.
6-7-2-6-2.
Susan Charlie 6-7.
2-6-2.
2-6-2?
Yes, sir.
Okay. All right. Well, thank you for that. And I'll look for that credit on my city charge card.
Sir, you would have to give us a call back with the bank on the line, sir. We cannot issue the refund until that is done.
Well, if I didn't order it, well, it's with that in mind, it doesn't seem proper that the bank has to call. I've never had to do that at all.
Well, you would call them. And
if you're a reputable company, you would honor my dispute and just reverse the charge and give me that credit back on my city charge card.
The protocols and the procedures is that whenever a customer files a dispute, that they would have to call back with the bank on the line. Regardless if it's a credit card company or not, it's still linked to a bank. They would have to drop the dispute charge on a recorded line.
And is this a number to call?
Yes, sir.
For that? Okay, well, I'll get in touch with my bank when they open in an hour and have them call you. Now,
yes,
I have
sir.
To be on the line with them?
Yes, sir.
Or something? I've never had to do this at all with any other company, and evidently this is a scam the way it looks.
Sir, what's gonna happen is, you know, you will call them, they'll place you on a brief hold, and they'll call us, and then they'll patch you through. And they'll initiate the three-way call. You wouldn't have to unless you know how to. If not, the bank will do it for you.
So, in other words, you're calling me a liar that this transaction was done with the idea that I had a call within 14 days, which I didn't receive that information at all, anywhere that I could see.
No, sir, I did not say that.
Well, basically, that's what you're telling me. I'm sorry. It would be much easier if you just put that credit through that city, and that would resolve the problem there. Because what's the sense of going through the bank when they haven't received it yet? The charge was pending. And that was at 7:36 this morning that I received the notice.
Yes, sir. Well, this is just the company's protocols and procedures, sir. And as a person who works for the company, we do have to honor it, or we could lose our jobs.
Well, it's too bad you're not honoring my request to cancel the order, because... something that I did not do.
And that is why that whenever you give us a call back with the bank on the line, then you'll be transferred to our fraud department.
Why can't I speak to your fraud department now and settle the issue? The bank has no dealing with this at all, what you're telling me, if you understand that the charge is pending. So... If it's pending, then the bank hasn't received this request to pay you this $59.95 for something that wasn't ordered in that way.
Sir, we all follow the same protocols and procedures, sir. And if we can, if we as agents can refund it because of a dispute being filed, the fraud department won't be able to do it. They'll be telling you the exact same thing, that you would have to give us a call back with the bank on the line, and you'll be transferred back to the fraud department. Until your bank states that there's no dispute being filed, and if there is one filed, that it will be dropped in order for the refund to be issued. Until that happens, we cannot issue the refund. The only thing we can do is cancel out the account so that you won't be charged anything else further. This is just a part of the company's protocols and procedures that we have to follow.
So you're telling me basically that I'm lying to you that I had a call back within 14 days and that something I wasn't aware of.
No, sir, we are not saying that you are. This is just the protocols and the procedures of the company, sir, and we honor it.
Was this something to do? I'm just trying to recall some emails that I've answered and so forth. Was this something to do with you pay a dollar or something for this, whatever you said it was?
No, sir.
Pardon?
No, sir.
That's the only thing that I can recall.
It would be for the shipping and handling of $5.95, and sometimes it does appear within the email.
Well, I'll call my bank, but they're not going to be aware of it. And I know they're going to tell me that this is probably fraudulent, so I'm...
Is there anything
That's
else
where
that
I'm
to
at. But, I'm sorry to accuse you of that, but that's the only thing that I can think of at this time. And you have a great rest of the day.
Same to you too, sir. And thank you for calling customer support.